This is KCUR 89.3. Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Brett Kavanaugh will testify today before the Senate Judiciary Committee about an alleged sexual assault. Ford has inspired thousands of survivors all over the country to share their stories. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope spoke with a few people in Kansas City about why they didn't report their assaults. A word of warning, this may be triggering for some listeners.
Gianni Rucker had just started her freshman year at Long Island University about 10 years ago. She was there on a volleyball scholarship, and one of her teammates set her up with an older guy.
On paper, that is the guy that you bring home to your parents.
So they're on a first date, walking to the restaurant, which just happens to be right around the corner from his apartment.
And I stop and I'm like, whoa, dude, like I'm not going home with you.
They get through dinner, and later, while she's in the restroom, a drink appears. She didn't want another, but at his nudging, she drank it anyway.
And I just felt myself melting. I could feel the muscles in my face relaxing. It felt like my body was melting into my chair.
From there, it's spotty. She remembers tripping on the sidewalk, and the next thing she remembers is pretty upsetting. It's a flash of this guy she had just met on top of her. She says she remembers him repositioning her by grabbing and moving her by her mouth.
Just awful, like, gross things.
In the morning, she felt embarrassed. She figured she was drunk, though it was only two drinks. She told him she was shocked she didn't have a hangover because she couldn't remember a thing.
And that just triggered something in him. He started being so rude to me.
Rucker got out of there and didn't tell anyone for years. What would her parents think? She wasn't going to tell the police because she was 18 and she'd had a cocktail with this guy. What would they say?
Who's going to believe that this really attractive, wealthy, successful, family, faith-based guy who could easily get consensual sex from someone else, who is going to believe that he would rape somebody?
Von Harrison struggled with this too. He says he was sexually assaulted by a well-known Kansas City musician when he was just 16. It was confusing, and after the fact, he continued to contact the guy, though for a long time, he didn't understand that impulse.
I was trying to justify in my head how this very grown, incredibly talented musician under the guise of mentorship could do something so heinous.
He never even considered reporting because he worried about the man's reputation. On top of that, he thinks the police wouldn't have believed him because he's a man and he's pansexual. 31-year-old Catherine Husk of Olathe, who uses they-them pronouns, says the police didn't believe their story of sexual assault. It turned out the alleged perpetrator was the nephew of the police chief.
He immediately told me to be quiet and then threatened to basically come after me, that he would make my life a living hell.
This was in Texas when Husk was 19. It was a rude awakening that kept Husk from reporting another incident that happened in Kansas City years later. Husk didn't want to have to explain how consensual sex turned in a moment to assault. On top of it all, Husk is physically disabled.
People think that if you don't fit conventional ideas of attractiveness, that you should feel grateful that anybody even deemed to have sex with you in the first place.
Taylor Hirth is someone who did report to the police.
Yeah, I reported because I didn't want it to happen to somebody else. And even though I reported it, it still did happen to somebody else.
There was DNA evidence and a rape kit, but it wasn't until the same perpetrators assaulted a sheriff's deputy in Olathe that Hirth's case gained traction.
It's been 2.5 years of hell.
After charges and dozens of court appearances, Hirth says the process is far from over. Gianni Rucker, who we heard from at the start of this story, she eventually did report to the police, but she says nothing came of it because of a statute of limitations. Rucker is 27 now. She was raised in a conservative household and identified as a Republican until 2016. She grew up immersed in ideas of purity, and after the rape, she blamed herself.
I'm dirty. I'm shameful. I'm gross. He took so much of my, well, I thought he took so much of my value that night.
She says she had to grapple with that for a long time before she could begin to believe herself and believe her own story of sexual assault. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.